welcome all of you. We will have to see how to involve all of you, because some of us have been doing a lot of serious work. I received a feedback after the class that some of you were very interested to go into the cellar. The cellar means a place in our heart where we keep all the things which we don't present to the world, or the things which are our own weaknesses, our own attachments. And we discussed this morning how in spiritual life it is different than a material life. You can be a rascal number one in material life and be a professor of ethics, no problem. But in spiritual life, you can't be a rascal number one in your heart and give an outer appearance. You need to cleanse the heart, really. You need to take care of the stuff inside. You need to really be an inward-looking man or an inward-looking woman. Today in this workshop, as we promised this morning, we will do some serious work and learn two very good techniques for our spiritual life. But I would really love to ask Bhanu Nandini before I start, as our facilitator, to give us a little overview where we are in our journey in this year's retreat here in Govardhan. These retreats are designed in such a way that we really go together as a community of learners on a journey. I must say this year I experienced some difficulty because we have so many come and go participants. But what to do? The more the happier we are. But this gives us a certain difficulty to have a really compact experience, and therefore it's necessary for us who are, you know, sometimes here, sometimes not there, to know where all this is going. And therefore, I request you to give a summary. We can maybe give you a microphone. Our Dvija Vara has most probably one in store for you. But welcome, welcome, welcome. And stay with us the whole day. This is a good ship which plies over the ocean. You are all welcome on board. I don't want to say, oh, what are you doing here? You were not there on the first day. No, you are welcome. You are very much welcome. So, please.
Hare Krishna to everybody. This year's Japa and Kirtan retreat subject is Harinam Chintamani. Well, Maharaj is presenting knowledge from Harinam Chintamani and giving us also tools how we can improve our chanting based on that scripture. And Harinam Chintamani consists of 15 chapters, of which 10 chapters deal with the offenses to the holy name. So what are the offenses and how do they come about? And also what are the different remedies to these offenses? And one of the chapters, which is kind of an introductory to the whole work, deals with faith as a prerequisite to chanting the holy name successfully. And this is what we have done yesterday. Maharaj has presented a lecture based on faithful chanting, and we have also tried to apply faithful chanting in the workshop. We have been worshipping the holy name because we wanted to really connect with the holy name as a person. This is what we hear, but we also did a practice. And in this morning's lecture, Maharaj started to explain namapasa, or chanting with offenses. And he said that there are anartas which we need to overcome, but the root cause of all anartas is inattentive chanting, which we hear. And because we cannot teach all 10 classes just in 1 hour, Maharaj will focus only on inattention as the root cause of all offenses. And then he will present this now, and then we will have a workshop, and we will invite all of you to please participate actively, because it's going to be very good for your chanting and also for the remainder of the workshop. So, Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much. So, when we chant the holy name, we wish, obviously, that Krishna reveals himself. But as long as there are clouds of aparadas, of offenses, the holy name is not visible. It's just like this morning, there were clouds all over New Govardhan, and we couldn't see the sun. It didn't mean that the sun is not there. No. We were in a position where we could not see the sun due to the clouds which were covering it. So, many of us maybe experience this. We chant Hare Krishna, the name is there. Madhava is singing beautifully. Our Japa Mala is going and our rounds, wow, we are already on the sixth round. But there is not really even a drop of taste in us. We have no Naam Ruchi. The reason is, yes, the holy name is there, but something else is there which covers it, like a cloud covers the sun. So, as devotees of Krishna, we must remove the clouds. One very good way is to focus on the origin of the clouds, on the roots of all offenses. In Jagannath Puri, Lord Chaitanya gave an elaborate explanation about chanting with full attention to Sanatana Goswami. And when he came to South India and met Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he similarly gave a very good explanation to Gopal Bhatta Goswami, how to chant without negligence. Unfortunately, these two meetings with Sanatana Goswami and with Gopal Bhatta Goswami were not recorded. But Haridas Thakur had known about it. He had actually heard from Sanatana Goswami how Lord Chaitanya said to him, "Sanatana, listen, Shuno, if you want to really experience the fruits of chanting, you must avoid inattention. Inattention is the root of all the other offenses." My dear devotees, if you have a big tree which is poisonous and you want to cut the tree, you will not need to go to each branch and so on. That will take you many, many years. If you can just go to the root of the tree and just work on that, you are happy. You have finished everything. I see some of you three are sleeping. This is a very unusual sight. I must say, you look extremely sweet when you sleep. Like a little child, but this I've never seen. It is the first time. It is a very deep cultural experience. I will talk to the world about it. Now, I also know you by name, but I will not reveal your names here. It was clear. You have come, you were very tired, and you thought, let me go to the lecture, but let me also sleep. This is multitasking. Hare Krishna. Well, I'm not here to criticize you. I just want to say my profound amazement. difficult for me to continue. First time I see this in my life. I think if you are tired, please go and sleep, and then after 10 minutes you can come and you will not be criticized in public in the lecture. or better wake up. See, I'm not saying this just to entertain you, this thing with the sleep. The person who comes to a lecture may bring his body there, and he may be there with his body, but because he's sleepy and sleeps, he's absent-minded, and he cannot really say what happened in the lecture. He has not much benefit, only passive benefit, because he's hopefully in a good sound vibration which surrounds him. So the same thing happens to someone who chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, but who is continuing to commit offenses. He may physically chant the name, but because the offenses cover him so much, he in effect has no real benefit. So it is very difficult in our life to take care of 10 offenses, but it is very easy if we focus on what is called the root of all offenses, which is inattention. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught to the two Goswamis, Sanatan and Gopabhatta Goswami, that Shono, listen, if you want to have an experience of the holy name, you must learn to chant the holy name with full attention. Now, I think we all are practitioners of the holy name. We do know how difficult it is to connect the mind with the holy name, because by definition, the mind is able to grasp material things. My mind can think of holidays on the beach. My mind can think of any other material subject matter. Especially the mind is attracted to think of how to increase one's wealth and how to engage in sexual activities. These are things which we can very easily think, because our mind is shaped like this. It wraps around money and women very easily. Or if you are a woman, if you are a wife, or no, a lady, then you can think very easily of the muscular boys. Very easy. It's made like this. It connects like this. It is a perfect material match. But the mind has great difficulty to stay with Krishna. My dear devotees, since we have come to the world, this is our problem. We just have turned our back to Krishna. And this turning away from Krishna, it's called in Sanskrit Bahiyamukha, being outwardly facing, manifests especially when we try to chant Krishna's holy names. In other words, our basic envy against God, our let me say, feeling ill at ease with the Lord, that manifests to a very obvious extent, in a very obvious way, I wanted to say, when you chant the holy name. You have to become a God lover in order to love the holy name. Or you have to become a lover of the holy name in order to love Krishna. As long as you turn away from Krishna, you can actually not chant his holy name. You can try to concentrate, but after some time your mind just can't stay with this any longer. It will go back to the material subjects is made for, so to say. Chanting the holy name is therefore only possible if you turn back to Krishna, if you chant, in other words, with a sense of relationship. Therefore, we say, when you chant, call out to Krishna. Sometimes I know this from Madhava's Kirtan. He will say to you, now chant as if you really mean it. It means connect, be there. Or some other Kirtans, Niyas will encourage us. Chant from the inside. Huh? Don't just move your lips. Your chanting must be heart deep, not lip deep. We don't need lip service. We need heart service when we chant. So, therefore, without overcoming this, having turned away from Krishna, there is no way that you will learn to chant Hare Krishna. Thank you for the musical confirmation. There is no way, if you remain an Bahirmukha, an outward looking person, you will make kirtan which has a nice melody. You will make kirtan which has a nice rhythm. You will like kirtan which has a nice voice. But after some time you will give it up. You will switch it off, like you switch off a music which you hear again and again. Only if you learn to get away from these external distractions in kirtan, only if you learn to chant with your heart and for Krishna, will you chant from morning till evening and throughout the night. Yes, it's that serious. My dear devotees, we talk, when we talk of holy name, we talk of a love affair with God. Just like a lover will always think of the beloved, the devotee who engages with the holy name will always think of Krishna. Therefore, he will repeat again and again the names of the Lord. It will not be for him a mindless repetition. It will be a loving a journey for him. So this one offense, turning away from Krishna, can only be is the root cause of everything else. It is the ur disease. Do you have this in Australian language? Do you know what is an ur disease? Ur is a German word. It means like the primeval, the ground of all other diseases. This having turned away, being inattentive. Haridas Thakur says about this. I think you will like to hear a few more proofs of what you hear today, if this is really true. He says, even if one successfully overcomes all the other offenses in chanting, and even if one chants the name continuously, means without stop, prema or love may still not appear. The reason for this is that if one commits the offense known as pramada or inattention, the progress to prema will be blocked. You may respect the devotees. You may respect Lord Vishnu. You may respect your guru. You may respect the shastras. You may do all the other things. But as long as you are still spaced out, that means in outer space, you have still turned your back to Krishna. You're not thinking of Krishna while you do all the other things. You are still in the material world. You must turn to Krishna. You must correct this one problem. I think you say like this, no? At least in academic English you say ur. There's somehow the original, here it comes in English, the original problem, turning to Krishna. Pramada is usually meaning craziness, but it means also inattention or carelessness. It is from this one offense that all the anattas arise, all the clouds which block the Krishna sun. The wise men recognize three types of inattention. I'm looking if anyone sleeps, because if he would do, I would... No one sleeps. Good. In this way I don't have to commit an offense against Vaishnavas. Three types of inattention. Listen very carefully, because I will request you to build groups very soon on these three types of inattention. Indifference, that is, you just don't care. Inertia, that is, like you are lazy. And then the restlessness of the mind. It means like distraction. So, when we are indifferent to Krishna, if we are too lazy to make our relationship with Him work, and if we are just so distracted that we take care of everything else except for Krishna, then we will be inattentive. Now, what I would like to do is, I could talk about these three things to you, but I think it will be much more beneficial for you if you yourself read about this from the Harinam Chintamani. We have prepared for you papers. I see our crew is very nervously working, but it seems from your smile that you have made it just in time. I would like to now ask you to form groups of three. Please all participate in this, because it will really help you to work on your spiritual life. Please just find groups of three. Jayadev, Hare Krishna. You are already starting to talk. Amongst you, who is A, who is B, and who is C? Just take a moment time. Really, it doesn't mean we will pick up out the A's and throw them to the snakes or so. It is. it really doesn't matter. You just need people. I'm sorry. They have done it. My crew has done it differently than I thought. No need to raise your hand. We will have three papers for each group, and each one obviously gets one of those. It really doesn't matter. It was just we just wanted to. See, all Germans are not practical and good organized. I'm sorry for this. I blew it. So each one of you is now requested. I'm also in a group. I also need this to read one of the causes of inattention. You can study this for about 15 minutes. We will have some good music. And then we will call different groups forward, and you will speak what you have learned by reading all this. I thought I will definitely want to call forward our most respected guest, our Nareshwara Prabhu. We want you to explain to the group one cause of inattention, what you can now study. So also others, we will want to hear from you. So please, every one of you, do a good job. What you need to do is just read your text and try to understand it. We also need. Thank you so much. You can give to Marwa. So is the task clear? Any question? I'm really sorry. Bhanunandini knows all this. She is in charge of this. She will explain to you. We will have to answer your question, Dvijavara. So, listen now how we have to do it, because apparently I'm not 100% informed and I need to learn it myself. So,
so each partner, like partner A, B, C, you can now go on your own, you can study wherever you like. You can stay here, you can go outside. You have 15 to 20 minutes self-study. And then once you return to this room, you find your partners. And then each of you will have 5 minutes to share to the other two partners what you have learned about either somebody has learned about restlessness, and then you share to the other partners, I've learned this, this, and this. So this is clear, right? And how you will learn is that there are 3 steps which we learn in the Upadeshadic way. So first of all, you read the text. This is called Shravana. Then you need to reflect about the text, which is called Manana. So you need to think about the text, and then you see, well, where does this apply to my life? Which situations in my life do I really see, you know, that I find myself in exactly this, you know, like, am I driving the car, and this means I'm chanting carelessly, or, you know, just really think about it. This is a process which will make you imbibe the text deep enough, so you will understand it, you'll churn it. And then you go to the 3rd step, you will all see on your papers, it's from Harinachintaman, you will have remedies to overcome that certain offense. And then you see in your life what you could do differently. You know, and you really reflect about this, and then you share all these things with your partners.
All right, it's very clear now. Thank you very much. I would suggest let us stay in this group and not move around, because here we are very concentrated, and outside we don't know, maybe an alligator comes. So please remain where you are now. Read your text for 15 minutes and do it like Bhanunandini suggested. You first gather the information. Then you reflect about it, then you think how this applies to you. And then after 15 minutes, we will give you a ring, and then you are supposed to share amongst your group what you have learned. Please share 2 things. First of all, what is indifference? What is inertia? What is restlessness of the mind? And second, share what is the remedy? How can I cure this problem in my life? So please be so kind to start now.
Restlessness, indifference, within that inertia.
Oh, yeah.
They put two the same.
You should do restlessness, because you're younger than me a little bit. Sure. Can I have your wristwatch, please, to stop the time? Thank you. studying. Now you will be requested, it will become now like a beehive here. You will be requested to tell the group what is, I read indifference here, what is indifference to the Holy Name and what is the remedy about it. Now I request you something very important. Don't just read from the paper as if you were in a university and you have to reproduce the information which you have read. No, no, this will not be so beneficial. It is better if you just explain everything and then explain how this refers to your own life. In other words, bring some life to your explanation. Like, you know, for instance, I would... anyways, I don't want to tell you anything at this stage. And then, after you have done this, you each have... It will take us 15 minutes because each one of you has 5 minutes to do this. We will see, maybe shorter. Then I will request from the group devotees to come forward and tell us a little bit. I have requested Nareshvara Prabhu because he's our very senior devotee, and whatever he has, he will cover one point, and then I will request 2 others of you to come forward and share with the whole group about your point. So please now explore this with your group. Imagine when you talk that you have 20,000 people before you and you inform them. Maybe not 20,000. Start now. Bananandini. Good. Yes, Madam. What was your point?
Restlessness. Yes, restlessness is caused by desires, well, many material desires. It's caused by the mind. The mind, the heart. Material desires like getting distracted by women, desire for women, adoration, station. This kind of material desires that especially come with the chanting. Yes, the chanting the mind is trying to be at peace. But the higher is always. Once I try to hold it, so we have to see which one we want. For Krishna, I learned the remedy.
So you look enlivened. Thank you very much for sharing with each other. I think this has given you some deeper insight than if I would have explained it to you. But now where you had to study it then explain what you studied, it is very... It stays much better with you. Still, because it is really the root cause of all offenses. And if we can just get this clear, this being attentive with Krishna, then all other things will follow. You will be kind to the devotees. You will... how do you say, avoid being in this little world of I and mine and not developing attachment to chanting. If you can just start with this being attentive to Krishna while you chant, then Hogya is a Hindi word. It means everything is done. Hogya, you are cleared off. So because it is so important, I would love to ask Nareshvara Prabhu to come forward here. We have to see. Maybe it's, would you feel comfortable to sit here, or would you prefer to sit on a chair, Narishvara Prabhu? Or would you stand, or whatever? Can we give Narishvara Prabhu, please, a microphone? And he can share now with the group about his point and what became clear to him. And please. Narishvara Prabhu, I think, is known to you in Australia. I know in Europe him because of having produced an unlimited number of books. You are our BBT man. And also a very trusted manager of Mayapur's Build It Up, and a father of wonderful sons who look like demigods. And there are many other glories, but please share with us what was the point you were reading or discussing. You share what you wish.
Hare Krishna. Maharaj is too kind because he has a soft heart and he does hear the name. Many devotees or people join the Hare Krishna movement. It's called the Hare Krishna movement. But we see, Krishna says that people come for different reasons. They join for different reasons. They start to associate with devotees and then they start chanting. They're told that this is something you do. And they start chanting, a little faith grows. And they chant 16 rounds a day, hopefully. But there's many other services, there's many other things that we do in this movement, you know, you can so many varied things, and according to our qualities, we're attracted to those different services, and we engage in those services, and we chant our 16 rounds, and we do that. But because we're not necessarily properly trained, or we don't read enough Srila Prabhupada's books, we're actually indifferent. That's the point that I was reading. And we're indifferent. We chant our 16 rounds, we vowed that we would, and we do, mostly. But we're indifferent to the holy name. We're not connecting with the name, and we therefore don't really make the advancement. There's many processes of devotional service, 9 processes, and we're engaging perhaps in some of those, and definitely purification is there, but the holy name, Hare Krishna movement, it's for purifying the heart, and Mahaprabhu has given all the keys, but unfortunately we don't always take it, and we go in different directions and we do different things, all the while chanting our rounds, but we're chanting with indifference. We're not really connecting with the name. And I was giving the example of my own example of some of the things that I do, which show my indifference to the holy name. For instance, you know, we have so much different service, and we say, I better check my email. Because I'm expecting a very important email from the printer or from something or other, something. And, you know, and then I'll do that instead of chant and focus on my rounds. So this is something in my heart, definitely there, and how to remedy this? Well, association is always a key. key in Krishna consciousness. And in this case, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is also giving the advice that one should seek out a Vaishnava who is chanting properly, who does have attraction for the name, and sit with them. And he says, for several hours every day, and chant with them. And when you do this, then he says that slowly you'll see his taste and attraction will arise in your own heart, and then you'll be able to chant properly for. Here it says, it's interesting, it says 24 minutes, which is about 4 rounds. Or then he says, or twice that, 8 rounds. Or 4 times that, 16 rounds. So that's the way this program is that kind of program. That's what we're doing here, I think. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's nice.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Well spoken. Well spoken. Well spoken. So this was one very nice devotee sharing with us his realization. I have to watch the time. I hate to do it, but I have, these things, they so I would suggest we leave it for now with this. You please take this home with you. It is our present. And it sounds so generous. It's not. I'm sorry. What I wanted to say is that maybe somehow Krishna has given you the right piece of paper. I'm not speaking of Nareshvara Prabhu, but all you others. I certainly got the right paper, and you please read it from time to time. It will help you to remove inattention. Now we have 10 minutes of pause where you can visit the washing rooms or just stretch a little and move around. And then after this, we will have a very exciting exercise. So please come back in 10 minutes. We will send a devotee with a ring so that you know when your time is up. See you very soon, and Hare Krishna! Good. Can I keep... This is so practical. Can I...
Yes.
Can this stay here?
Yes. This will go.
Good.
12:25.
No need. You can see everything. Very good. I better don't touch it. It will make me jump at me.
It's big enough for you to see.
Yeah. It's wonderful. It's very nice. Very inspiring. That's so funny.